Those Who Know by Alice Hawkins, Tavy Valley Coroner Series, Book 3, read by Yestin Arwell. For Rob and Flo, wishing you both all the happiness in the world. Those who know do not speak. Those who speak do not know. Lao Tzu, Tao Te Ching. Glossary of Welsh Terms. Bara Brith, speckled bread, a fruitcake. Betgun, the outer garment of most Cardiganshire working women in the 19th century. It featured a tight, low-cut bodice worn over a blouse, with a long back, sometimes gathered up into a tail, and was worn over petticoats and an apron. Ceffyl Pren, wooden horse, a traditional form of folk justice in the area. Cymanfagani, a singing meeting, usually to sing hymns at chapel. Gwylnos, watch night, a night sitting in vigil with the dead. Plwyfwas, parish servant, a parish constable. Sioni Goch, Red John. Suki Lam, a lamb whose mother has died and which has been hand-reared. Part 1. John. Tregaron, 28th of April, 1851. If Llan Ddewi Brefi's parish constable hadn't been so keen to keep his job, we'd never have got involved in Nicholas Rowland's death. It just would have gone down as a tragic accident, and we'd have been spared a lot of trouble. My boss, Harry Probert Lloyd, didn't have time to be looking at bodies just then. He'd been acting coroner for 3 months and he'd just got started on his campaign to be elected coroner for the Tavy Valley in his own right. An inquest was the last thing he needed. When news of the death came, we were standing in Tregaron's town square where carpenters were putting up a stage for the election meeting at the end of the week. Harry's election agent, Jonas Miniver, had dragged us up there to do some canvassing. Miniver. Even after knowing him for a month and more, I still didn't know what to make of him. He just turned up at Glantavy one day, and before we knew where we were, he was a fixture, forever asking questions, making arrangements, insisting on things. I know you're not supposed to look a gift horse in the mouth, but there is such a thing as buying a pig in a poke, isn't there? Fair enough. Miniver might be more horse than pig, but in my experience, if a man you don't know offers you something you haven't asked for, he's probably got a plan for you that you're not going to like. Mind, he was good company as far as that went. Cheerful, witty, always asking your opinion and making you feel clever. But that was suspicious in itself, wasn't it? Why would a man like him, somebody who knew everybody who was anybody in the county, go out of his way to make me feel important? I never put the question to Harry because I knew what he'd say. That I'd come up in the world. That I wasn't just the temporary coroner's borrowed assistant anymore. Nor Mr. Solicitor Schofield's clerk either. That I might only be 20 years old, but I was understeward to the Glantavy estate and about to be qualified solicitor. Which was all true. But Miniver's backslapping still put me on edge. And whatever he said, Harry wasn't really any happier to have him about the place than I was. Called him a necessary evil. Still, like him or not, Jonas Miniver had long pockets filled by powerful men. So, there we were, standing about watching men work and listening to Miniver wanting to know when the stage would be finished. Could we put up an awning in case it rained? Where were the chairs and lectern coming from when one of the nameless Liberal party hangers-on piped up? Done much public speaking before, Mr. Probert Lloyd? Harry turned to him. Before I went blind, I was a barrister, so my job consisted of very little but public speaking. But Mr. Ears on a Stalk Miniver wasn't having that. Left off what he was saying to put Harry right. Speaking in public isn't the same as public speaking, Harry. Electioneering is all about carrying a crowd with you. More like rabble-rousing than reasoned argument. I turned away to watch a carpenter mitring the end of a plank. We'd been in Tregaron 2 days already and I was sick of it all. Sick of the election, sick of Miniver and the endless people who seemed to be working for him. Sick of being introduced to men who Miniver always called one of us. This is Mr. So-and-so, he's one of us. Liberal Party supporters, he meant.